Let's start quickly with TV, then to school and on to work. Tell me why these were great TV shows. MASH, All in the Family, Happy Days, Mary Tyler Moore, and if I'm dating myself terribly, throw in The Office, How I Met Your Mother, and Modern Family. Why so good? What do they have in common? Number one, talent is, of course, huge. Number two, the scripts are tremendous. And let's pause on that one, because scripts also determine success in work, politics, and business. For instance, leaders metaphorically write great scripts. People want to be, quote-unquote, cast in their shows, because there's clarity, purpose, meaning, and success in what they do. Do you have a storyline this week in your world? Write something compelling that your kids, your staff, or even your boss would want to be cast in your show. Show them drama and energy and results in your theater of operation. And Sun Jack points out, they're all funny shows, too. Who doesn't want to have a little fun? Number three, I want to highlight one more common ingredient in those shows. Here's a clue. The Jeffersons and Maude, Phyllis and Rhoda, Trapper John, M.D., Laverne and Shirley, and Mork and Mindy. The casts! Yes, the leads, like great leaders, rocked it. Carol O'Connor was terrifyingly believable as Archie Bunker, but Maureen Stapleton's dim-witted purity matched him step for step, and Rob Reiner's idealistic naivete invited and pained you. When it comes to The Office and Modern Family, my family can't decide which actor we like best. Each shines. I have to believe that the writers must love writing for characters like Dwight Schrute or Toby Flenderson, or for Phil and Claire Dunphy. Leaders are screenwriters. So today I start the semester, the season as it were, at Berkeley with undergrads in the afternoon, then 30 graduate students into the evening. I guess I'll be the star, the point person, quote-unquote, the leader. But if it's a great show, it will be because I bring 80 other people onto the stage. My plan is to get them to show off their insight and intellect and experience. Last semester I had law students from 9 different countries, but also to show off their hearts and hopes and fears. I'll look for ways to have them upstage me. I can hardly wait to bring them out of the wings, to shine a spotlight on them, to demand their best, and to get them to walk out of my classroom enthused to hit the campus and then the real world, excited to lead with their best self. As a P.S., my son Jack came up with some other ideas, and we were both wondering, what leadership lessons do you take from these great TV shows? Love to hear your comments.